Deutsche Welle News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. The Arab League called on Sunday for the UN Security Council to send a joint UN Arab peacekeeping mission to Syria and decided to scrap its own monitoring team according to a resolution approved by ministers. The resolution called for opening communication channels with the Syrian opposition and providing all forms of political and material support to it, according to the final resolution drawn up at a meeting in Cairo. It also urged the Syrian opposition to unite. The resolution said violence against civilians in Syria had violated international law and perpetrators deserve punishment. Greek lawmakers have begun debating legislation introducing severe austerity measures necessary for the country to secure a €130 billion bailout from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund and stave off bankruptcy. The legislation will also approve a bond-swapping deal with private creditors that will allow Greece to shave off at least €100 billion of its €360 billion debt. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in the square outside Parliament as the debate began. As the crowds grew, a few hundred anarchists started to throw bottles and firebombs at police, who responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Authorities have deployed some 6,000 policemen in the capital city centre. Meanwhile, German Economics Minister Philip Rösler would not rule out Sunday the prospect of Greece's exit from the Eurozone, saying that D-Day is becoming a less scary prospect. Asked during an interview with German television ARD about a possible exit of Greece from the Eurozone, Rösler replied it's in the hands of the Greeks. Rösler also pushed Greece to commit more to reforms, saying that it was making less effort than Portugal and Spain. The German minister said Germany have and want only to help if there is something in return from the Greek side. The rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, said on Sunday that it sustained no casualties in Turkish airstrikes on border areas of northern Iraq. A PKK spokesman said the airstrikes could cause damage to farms and a number of villages, but no PKK casualties. The Turkish military said on Sunday that its jets had carried out strikes on Saturday against suspected PKK hideouts in northern Iraq. The rebel group took up arms for self-rule in Kurdish-majority southeastern Turkey in 1984, sparking a conflict that has claimed about 45,000 lives. Security forces in Bahrain used tear gas on Sunday against hundreds of protesters trying to approach Manama's former Pearl Square, the focal point of a month of Shiite-led protests last year. Several small groups of demonstrators numbering several hundred people tried to march from Shiite neighbourhoods around the capital to the square ahead of Tuesday's first anniversary of the outbreak of the 2011 protests. But witnesses said police used tear gas and sound grenades against the protesters, who were chanting slogans demanding reform, and prevented them from reaching the square. Turkmenistan recorded near unanimous turnout Sunday in elections that should see President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov cruise to a new term at the helm of the isolated but energy-rich nation. The authoritarian Central Asian state's leader, in power since the death in 2006 of dictator Sapar Murat Nazirov, faced several loyal members of the elite on the ballot, none of whom dared to criticise him during the campaign. With the authorities making clear that voting was a national duty, the Election Commission said 96% of the electorate had cast their ballot. Voters in the German city of Duisburg have voted to oust their mayor in a ballot prompted by persistent anger at the refusal to quit following the deadly mass panic at the Love Parade techno musical festival in 2010. City authorities said 129,833 people voted to remove Adolf Sauerland from office in a recall ballot, and only 21,557 wanted to keep him. Nigel Tandy, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.